So mega materials and stealth technology, huh? It's like, what even is invisibility anymore? I mean, the very idea of manipulating light and sound waves to render something undetectable. It's mind-boggling.
I know, right? It's like science fiction becoming reality. I'm particularly fascinated by the potential of these engineered materials. Think about it, properties not found in nature, completely artificial, and yet they could revolutionize warfare. It's a game changer.
Totally. The applications in stealth are just the tip of the iceberg, too. We're talking potential breakthroughs in everything from antennas and sensors to, well, who knows what else, but stealth. That's the iron veil, the real mystery. How do you even begin to design a material that interacts with electromagnetic waves in such a unique way?
Well, it all starts at the nanoscale, doesn't it? These metamaterials are structured in these intricate repeating patterns, way smaller than the wavelengths they're manipulating. It's this precise architecture that gives them their smart properties, almost like they're tricking the waves.
Tricking the waves. I like that. So, are we talking about bending them, absorbing them? What's the magic trick here?
All of the above, actually. They can block waves, absorb them, enhance them, even bend them in ways natural materials just can't. And that's what makes them so powerful for stealth. Imagine a fighter jet or a ship designed with a metamaterial coating that makes it practically invisible to radar, or a submarine that's acoustically silent thanks to metamaterials manipulating sound waves.
Yeah, so a true cloaking device then? Like something straight out of Star Trek?
Well, not quite invisibility like we see in fiction, not yet anyway, but we're getting closer. The first imperfect cloaking device was demonstrated back in 2006 using metamaterials at microwave frequencies. It's a starting point.
Interesting. So if we can manipulate electromagnetic waves, what about other types of waves, like acoustic waves, for example? Could metamaterials be used for soundproofing or even creating sonic weapons?
Absolutely. Acoustic metamaterials are a whole other area of research. They could revolutionize everything from noise cancellation to sonar technology. Imagine creating a material that can absorb all sound at a specific frequency. The implications for both military and civilian applications are huge.
Huge, yeah. And then there's the ethical considerations. I mean, this technology is powerful, potentially game-changing. How do we ensure it's used responsibly? What are the implications for international security and arms control?
That's a crucial question. The development of any new military technology raises ethical concerns. With metamaterials and stealth, we need to consider the potential for misuse, the impact on the balance of power, and the possibility of an arms race. It's a conversation we need to have now before this technology becomes widespread.
So we were talking about the ethical implications of metamaterials in stealth technology, and it's a real Pandora's box, isn't it? The potential for misuse is concerning, to say the least.
It is. It's like any powerful technology, I suppose. It can be used for good or not so good. The game changer here is the sheer scale of the potential impact. We're talking about fundamentally altering the balance of power, possibly even making conventional warfare obsolete.
Obsolete. Wow, that's a heavy thought. And what about the potential for an arms race? If one country develops advanced cloaking technology, won't others scramble to catch up? It's a classic escalation scenario.
Exactly. It's a slippery slope, and it's not just about nation states either. Think about the potential for non-state actors to get their hands on this technology, the implications for terrorism. It's chilling.
Chilling is right. So, how do we even begin to address this? International treaties? Arms control agreements? Is there any way to put the genie back in the bottle, so to speak?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think the first step is open dialogue. We need to be having these conversations now, bringing together scientists, policymakers, ethicists. Everyone, we need to understand the full scope of the potential consequences before it's too late.
I agree. And public awareness is crucial too. People need to understand what's at stake here. This isn't just some theoretical science fiction scenario anymore. It's real, and it's happening now. Chider.
Absolutely, and it's moving fast. The research in this field is accelerating at an incredible pace. We're seeing breakthroughs all the time, which is exciting from a scientific perspective. But it also makes the need for ethical considerations even more urgent. We can't afford to wait.
So, picking up on this thread of ethical implications, it's a bit like opening Pandora's box, right? The potential for misuse of metamaterials in stealth tech is unsettling, to say the least.
I mean, we're talking about potentially invisible weapons.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Like, the science behind it is fascinating, manipulating light and sound waves at the nanoscale. But the implications for warfare? Pretty intense. We're talking about a potential shift in the balance of power, unlike anything we've seen before.
Exactly. And that's what I find so concerning. This isn't just about making a plane harder to detect. It's about .UA.UH.U. potentially making entire armies or even countries effectively invisible.
What happens to deterrence then? What happens to, you know, the whole concept of mutually assured destruction?
Right? It throws everything we know about traditional warfare out the window. And the scariest part? The potential for an arms race? If one country develops advanced cloaking tech, won't others inevitably try to catch up? It's a classic escalation scenario.
It is. And the speed at which this technology is developing, it's breathtaking. I mean, we went from the first imperfect cloaking device in 2006 to Preci.
Well, who knows what's being developed in secret labs right now? That's the thing, isn't it? So much of this research is classified, we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely. And it's not just nation states we have to worry about. Think about non-state actors, terrorist groups.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine them getting their hands on this technology. The implications are...
Brilliant.
Chilling is an understatement. So how do we even begin to address this? Are international treaties even feasible at this point? I mean, can you really control something like this once the genie is out of the bottle?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I think the first step is transparency. We need open discussions, not just behind closed doors in government agencies. Scientists, policymakers, ethicists, the public, everyone needs to be involved in this conversation. We need to understand the potential consequences before it's too late.
Because once this tech is out there, there's no going back.
So we've been talking about the truly mind-boggling implications of metamaterials in stealth technology, and it feels like we've only scratched the surface. I mean, the ethical considerations alone are a minefield.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like we're on the verge of a whole new era of warfare with potentially invisible armies and weapons. It's a lot to process.
It is. I keep thinking about the speed of development, too. From that first rudimentary cloaking device in 2006 to, where are we now? What's happening behind closed doors in those classified research labs? It's unsettling.
It's the unknown, right? We're only seeing the tip of the iceberg, and that's the scary part. And as we discussed, it's not just nations developing this tech. The thought of non-state actors, terrorist groups getting access to this, it's a nightmare scenario.
A total nightmare. So, yeah, back to the million-dollar question. How do we control this? Are international treaties even a possibility? Can we put the genie back in the bottle, or is it already out?
Well, I'm drop up with that. I'm not sure anyone has the answers yet. But as we've said, transparency and dialogue are key. Scientists, policymakers, ethicists, the public.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs to be part of this conversation before it's too late.
Agreed. Public awareness is crucial, too. People need to understand the potential consequences of this technology. This isn't just science fiction anymore. It's real. It's happening now. And it has the potential to reshape our world in ways we can barely imagine.
Exactly. And it's evolving rapidly. The research is accelerating, which is exciting, of course, from a scientific standpoint. But it also makes the ethical considerations even more urgent.
It's a tightrope walk for sure. Well, this has been a fascinating and frankly somewhat terrifying conversation. Thank you for joining us today on Ron.